Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, Deanna Derrick, and one of my favorites that I don't get to see or speak to enough, but I adore this man because he's so sweet, so talented, so smart, so kind. Kenny Lattimore, welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me. This is quite an honor, and the sentiment that you have expressed towards me, you know, go right back at you.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, I'm excited because we get to see you on television this coming Wednesday night on the TV One Network on Verses and Flow, which is produced by Lexus. And you are starring. You're the star of the story. Tell me about the experience of Verses and Flow.
You know, it was fantastic. We've always known that poetry and music go together so well, and we celebrated it a lot more when I first became more prominent on the music scene in the 90s with Love Jones. And there was just a whole scene of that. But I think that as we in America do, and maybe all around the world, we have things that we consider trends. So I think a time period went by where people acted as if it was a trend, but it really wasn't. It was something that has existed for many, many years. And the quality of poets are still out there. And Verses and Flow are helping to expose that and just let us know that the music and poetry together is always magical.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we love, Derrick and I are big fans of Verses and Flow, in addition to me doing the voiceover for the show, I am biased,
nice.
But I love the ability that the producers have to bring together spoken word artists and performers such as yourself, because there are not a lot of outlets on national television for...
That's very true.
Yes?
Very true. And actually, it gives the audience an insight also into the creative process for we as musical artists as well, because a lot of us, like Jill Scott, have come from poetry. And even myself, what we do as writers is just combine the two elements together. So to a degree, I guess I'd have to consider myself a poet as well. My delivery may be different, but the methods are very similar.
Absolutely. And this episode is going to feature the one that you're on, poets G. Yamazawa, David Bianchi, and Ashley August.
Right.
They're going to be sharing the stage as well with you. Kenny, new music?
New music. Well, I am very excited that my song, Find a Way, that I put out last year, is getting quite a bit of attention. I had to put a hold on my album. And the reason why I did was because my album was in a system. I'm an independent artist now where I own my own record company.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What is it called again?
Sincere Soul.
I like that.
So what we did was we tried to put things together to get the product out, but my distribution system was bought out. Universal bought the EMI system that was distributing for me, and it shifted business. So as a result, I have to now do a new distribution situation.
Right.
And so we're looking for that right now. We're trying to confirm where we're going to distribute. So I have this project that I've been working on for the last couple of years, and actually it's changed so much that I've had to also change my theming and my message, because over the last 3 years almost, goodness, it's been about 3 years I've been recording, collecting music, a lot of it right out of Philadelphia, with Carvin Hagens, who really was the catalyst for me starting to record again. Ivan Barias, Vidal Davis, we got some great producers on there. But the relevance of what I was talking about when I started has changed completely.
Overstood.
Now I'm in a different space. I call it my being one space. And being one really is about me being a single man now, my status changing and what that means for me at this time in my life. But even greater than that is that I still believe in being one with a woman. I believe in being one with my community. I believe in being one with my family. And there is a real deep love that we need to have in operation in order for that to take place in an effective manner. And that's what my music has always been about. You know, for you, I give a lifetime of stability. I'm never too busy for you. Can we find forgiveness? All these kinds of themes that I sing about are really about the type of love that it takes to be one with someone else. That's what I'm beginning to really campaign about. And speaking about, I get to speak at Berklee College of Music this coming week.
Nice.
With the Verses and Flow. So we're going to try to combine some some excitement about Verses and Flow while I'm there, and just keep talking about this kind of love. That's what I'm all about.
Self-love. You got to love yourself before you can love someone else. And actually, Kenny, I think one of the big problems is that we look to find somebody. I need somebody to love me. I want somebody to love me. But do you love yourself? How about you? Self-love.
Yeah, bringing that wholeness.
Yes.
It's difficult. And it's not that we ever arrive and we're perfect or anything to that degree, but the fact that at least we can be healthy coming in and we can accept ourselves for where we are and be truthful about ourselves. A lot of times we're creating alternate realities. You know, we're creating realities that we want other people to believe about us. But in the end, it doesn't do us any good.
Wow. Very,
when
very
we're
deep.
Real about ourselves and we're real about where we are, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
When you can accept yourself and say, you know what, I made these mistakes and this wasn't so great about me, but I've grown from it or what have you, that becomes a part of your story, which is far more powerful than, you know, we blame a lot of other people for things that go on in our lives and depend on other people to make us happy, which is impossible.
Well, I like what you really said about being one. And speaking of being one, we can catch you on TV One this coming Wednesday for Verses and Flow, 9 p.m. Kenny Lattimore, the musical star of this week's episode, among very talented spoken word artists. As well. If people want to keep in contact with you, are you one with the social networks?
Yes, he is.
I sure am. Got to be that. So you can reach me all-encompassing at KennyLattimore.com. So if you go to KennyLattimore.com, you'll find all of my social media outlets. But if you are particularly Twitter, I'm at Kenny Lattimore, or Instagram at Kenny Lattimore. Facebook, the official Kenny Lattimore.
Thank you so
much. I had an imposter at some point.
Don't you hate that?
I think it was me.
No, and I woke up this morning to your tweet, Kenny, and I told Derek, I said, Kenny is on it, doggone it. He is tweeting. So I had to retweet your tweets. Thank you so much for joining Derek and myself. We're looking forward to seeing you on Verses and Flow on the TV One Network this coming Wednesday, along with poets G. Yamazawa, David Bianchi, and Ashley August. Congratulations to you on everything, Kenny.
Thank you so
much. Mad love for you. And you know, when you come to Philly, come see us.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, honey. Pray for us in church today.
All right. Oh, absolutely. I definitely will. Thank you.
All righty. We are Old School 100.3.